For our intern, Ms. Dana, come on up.
Hi, guys. All right, I want to start off by asking you guys a question tonight. What is your big moment? And what I mean by that is, I was reading this book, and the author, she was talking about how, you know, when she watches movies, a lot of times the main character, they'll have this, like, big moment that they're looking forward to, and it's somewhere in their future, and they're kind of just waiting on it, and a lot of times it's like they get the record deal, or it's like a big wedding day, or they win a football game or something, and, you know, it changes their life forever, and it's, you know, it's something in their future, and they're just waiting for it to change everything. And so what I want to ask you guys tonight is, you know, in your Christian walk right now, or even in just your life in general, like, what is that thing that you're waiting for? What I mean is, like, what is that thing that, you know, once you get there or once it happens, like, God's going to be there and your obstacles are just going to kind of fall down and, you know, you're just waiting for this thing to happen so that, you know, you can start living for Jesus with everything that you have. And so I want to turn to James chapter 4, verse 13, and this is kind of what I want to focus on tonight. It says, look here, you who say today or tomorrow we are going to a certain town and we'll stay there a year. We will do business there and make a profit. How do you know what your life will be like tomorrow? Your life is like the morning fog. It's here a little while, then it's gone. What you ought to say is, if the Lord wants us to, we will live and do this or that. Otherwise, you are boasting about your own pretentious plans, and all such boasting is evil. Remember, it is sin to know what you ought to do and then not do it. And when James is talking, it just kind of reminded me how, you know, a lot of times in our lives, we make these plans and we want to go all these places in our lives and we put all these desires above other things. And, you know, none of it really matters unless it's all to the glory of God. And, you know, I want you guys to look back on your high school years right now, and I want you guys to be able to say, I gave everything to God. I gave all my talent to him. I gave all my time to him, and not a day was wasted. And because, to be honest, you know, when I was in high school, I was always looking forward to something that was in my future. You know, this internship, I guess, getting into it was kind of this big moment for me. And, you know, I had to work really hard, and I kind of expected it to push me spiritually once I got here. Like, I had to graduate high school early. I had to pray that God was going to provide a car. But the thing I was looking to this big moment in the future that, you know, I think I missed a lot of what God had for me in high school, even the small things like getting to know people or whatever. I kind of just went on with my day, and I was just waiting for this thing to happen because God was there. And, you know, I don't want you guys to miss that. You know, it's still really early in your year, and you guys are going to have to get uncomfortable this year. And I was watching this documentary on Switchfoot, the band, and they said something that I thought was kind of cool. They were talking about how a lot of times when they play shows, they'll be in this lineup of all these, like, hardcore, like, punk rock bands, and then they're Switchfoot. And they were interviewing all these, like, hardcore, like, audience members, and they're like, do you know who Switchfoot is? And they're like, nope, never heard of him. Nope, never heard of him. But he said something that I really liked. He said, we bring the songs we believe in to uncomfortable places because we feel like that's where they need to be heard. So they intentionally play for people that probably do not want to hear them in the first place. And, you know, that's going to look a little bit different in your schools this year, but that's what I'm talking about is, you know, Jesus, your school is the uncomfortable place. You're going to have to bring Jesus there, you know. Just like he was saying, like, there's going to be people that are not going to want to listen to you, but then there's those people who have been waiting for you to speak up. And there's those people who, you know, they want to have what you have. And that's just kind of what I want to challenge you guys with tonight. It's time to get uncomfortable. It's time to live fully for God right now where you are. 2 Peter 1:3 says, by his divine power, God has given us everything we need for living a godly life. We have received all this by coming to know him, the one who called us to himself by means of his marvelous glory and excellence. So God has given you everything you need to live fully for him right now. He's given you his Holy Spirit. He's given you his word. And if you guys look around, he's given you people to walk through this with. And, you know, I don't want you guys to get me wrong. Like, it's good to have goals, and you should have goals for your future. And, you know, God knows the desires of your heart, but I just want to get that point across, like, give everything to God right now. And so as you guys are starting the school year, I just want to encourage you guys with that. So that's all I got.